Hangout with Heather is proudly brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall and Big Blue Clothing, South Africa. Hello, and welcome back to Hangout with Heather. With me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio once again. It is fantastic to be back with you. I hope you had a wonderful weekend and celebrated a fantastic Father's Day with a man or men in your life, as the case may be. So without any further ado, I'm going to leap into the past week, everything that went down over the past week, and what I have coming up this week ahead in Johannesburg, all the hip and happening things happening in Jersey Town. So I mentioned a little bit last week on the show that I was going to the media launch of Slava's Snow Show, which is going to be opening at the Teatro in Monte Cassino on the 26th of July. And I have also mentioned that I go to a lot of media launches and events, and it's not often that you get a PR company or an events company that does these kind of launches that goes completely above and beyond and completely out of the box and just does things completely differently, which make you go, wow, this is absolutely amazing. And this was one of those events. I was completely blown away. So much effort was put in. They actually created a magical winter wonderland for all us media people. And it was an amazing afternoon. We met at the stage door of the Teatro at Monte Cassino. And we were asked to wear funky and fun stripy socks or patterned socks, as well as scarves and hats. And we were issued with glitter top hats and fascinators. And there was even a builder's hat. And everybody got a different hat to wear, as well as a big round red clown nose just to add to the ambiance. We then went in and they had created a winter wonderland on the stage at the Teatro. And it was beyond mind-blowing. There was snow, there was clowns, there were bean bags and pillows and balloons. We got to do a whole bunch of activities. There was even like a mime activity. And we had some great chats from the director of the Teatro at Monte Cassino, as well as the director of Showtime Management here in South Africa, who is the company that is actually bringing Slava and his clowns out to South Africa for the very first time. Now, Slava Polonin is a Russian-born legendary master clown who is known as one of the most illustrious clowns in the world and is an icon of Russian culture. And he created Slava's Snow Show, which has become a stage sensation that has traveled around the world to over 120 different cities around the world, including New York, London, Sydney, Paris, Rome, Hong Kong, and finally Johannesburg in July. And the Snow Show, or the concept of the Snow Show, is literally taking a mesmerizing journey into your childhood, sparkling with dreams, covered in a snowy blanket. It's filled with anticipation, and it opens up a world of bright colors, feelings, and interactive fun where you'll see your own story as you experience the award-winning international stage sensation that is Slava Polonin. No language is used, so no spoken word is used in the show. And Slava believes that he became a clown because he does not trust the spoken word. And that's what took him into the direction of clowning. He says, "For me, expression without words is much more organic and natural than using words on stage. Visual language is much richer, more personalized and elusive. And that's why I haven't even thought of using words." Anyone over the age of 8 years will enjoy this highly acclaimed international visual spectacle for families and joy seekers, which will take you out of your day-to-day world and transport you into a beautiful, dazzling, enchanting place that embraces your inner child. It's not your standard show filled with party clowns like you see with red curly wigs and noses and big shoes. This is an art form that has been developed over many years, and it's in some cases it's tragic, and in some cases it's really funny. But the clip that we got to see completely took my breath away. I'd never seen anything like this before. Just the way the clowns conduct themselves, and snow constantly falling throughout the beginning of the show, which then suddenly gets picked up by giant fans and blasted all over the audience, that everybody's completely covered in snow. Huge, magical light balls that are like floating through the audience. And at one point, they even bring a web. It looks almost like a snow web that's been woven, and the entire audience passes it back over their heads and just becomes enveloped in this web of snow. Obviously, Slava, growing up in Russia, his whole world was constantly filled with snow. So everything that has to do with his childhood memories is filled with snow. joy, sorrow, passion, everything is just consumed with snow. And, you know, living in a country where it doesn't really snow that often, this is almost even more of an exciting, magical spectacle. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing this. So as I said, the show is coming to the Teatro at Monte Cassino. It's opening on Tuesday, the 26th of July, and it's running until Sunday, the 14th of August. There are shows every weekday, excluding Monday, because Monday is the day that actors and stage performers generally take off from their craft. Ticket prices range from 175 to 400 Rand per person. And as I said, it is recommended for kids 8 years and older. You can get your tickets on computicket.com. And it is going to be an absolutely magical experience. I look forward to seeing you at the opening night. And I actually took a voice clip of when they got us up to get up and do like a mime performance, etc. So they pulled up two audience members to do a little mime performance. But the music's just absolutely magical and reminds me of a little rickety train on a track, like a little magic train. So have a little listen here and get an idea of what's going to go down at Slava's Snow Show.
All of a sudden, like magic, music started and the mime began. Music.
Excuse my chortling, but it was quite amusing as two of my friends were acting out two clowns falling in love, and I really had a very good laugh at that one. So it seems like, obviously it's school holidays, so it seems like there's lots of kids entertainment on at the moment. It's not often that I go to a lot of kiddie shows, but I've got two more coming up, which I'll tell you about shortly. But something that I am really looking forward to later this week is the Old El Paso event, which is also a media event that I've been invited to. Now, Old El Paso products have been around for a while. And for those of you who don't know, they basically do a full range of everything that you need to have a Mexican meal. So from burritos to nachos to enchiladas and fajitas, sauces, spices, fillings, everything that goes into basically having a Mexican fiesta party. Olé. So they do a great range, which is available in most Pick and Pays, Checkers, Spas, etc. And they're actually running a competition at the moment to win a trip to Cancun. So I suggest following them on Old El Paso SA on Twitter. Retweet them, get involved. You also need to buy a meal kit, so one of the pre-prepared meal kits, and SMS the code on the pack through to the number to stand a chance to win the trip to Cancun. So I'll keep you guys updated as to who the winner was and what happened there. The theme for the evening is Mexican dress. And does anybody know where I can find a sombrero or a poncho, considering that I don't have these items in my cupboard? Go check out Old El Paso SA and host your next Mexican party. And I hope to see you at the launch later this week. And maybe you will be the winner of the trip to Cancun, which is quite exciting. Now, as I said, it's a child-friendly filled week, and on Friday is the opening night of Disney on Ice. So that's opening this Friday, the 24th of June, and it's running until the 3rd of July at the Ticket Pro Dome in North Riding. Again, brought to you by the amazing team at Showtime Management, and I am beyond excited. Considering that I'm in my 30s, I am beyond excited for this event. There's going to be the cast of Frozen, The Little Mermaid, Cars, Toy Story, and all your Disney faves from Mickey and Minnie, Goofy, everybody. I'm beyond excited. Tickets are available at CompuTicket, and I look forward to seeing you there. If not on Friday night at the opening, then hopefully I will get to go again, because I'm really, really looking forward to this. And as I've mentioned before, meeting Olaf on the red carpet. I am possibly the biggest Olaf fan in the world. And then also on Friday, but in the morning, and this is more aimed at people that are in events management or events planning, Lumi is hosting an audience engagement workshop at Cedar Woods of Sandton in Woodmead on this Friday the 24th. So if you want to stay ahead of event tech trends in audience response and in engagement and current event apps that are pretty cool at the moment, then join the Lumi audience engagement workshop in Sandton. They will be teaching us how to create interactive content to engage audiences and collect more meaningful data in a simple and user-friendly way. So Lumi basically develops these great little handheld devices that you can do polls on. So for example, if you're at an event, everyone will have a device and you can ask a question and people will answer A, B, C, or D. And then you can pull up the responses immediately on the screen and give people feedback right away. It's really engaging. And this was actually used at a launch that I was at recently. And I really, really sort of liked the concept. So if you want to learn about these event and audience response apps to increase engagement or experience how event organizers can gather quality audience insights and improve their engagement levels at their next event, you will leave this workshop with hands-on experience and practical tips that you can use instantly to improve your next meeting or event. I'm actually really looking forward to this. So the event is completely free. As I said, it is at Cedar Woods of Sandton, which is at 120 Western Service Road in Woodmead, and it is on Friday the 24th of June from 10 in the morning until 12:30, so not that long. And I suggest you go onto the Planner Guru, which is the site that's actually promoting this. So that's theplanner.guru, and look for the Lumi Audience Engagement Workshop and find out how you can register, because that's going to be really exciting for people in the events industry. And then back onto more kiddie stuff. I'm having a ball with this stuff. On Sunday, I'm heading through to the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef City for the Shrek the Musical, which I'm also quite excited to see, oddly enough. I'm actually convinced that I'm an 8-year-old, like trapped in a 30-something body, because I'm beyond all excited for these kiddie shows. So Shrek will be showing, as I said, at the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef City from the 24th of June until the 17th of July. It features a 28-strong local cast and features Lyle Buxton as Shrek and Jessica Saul as Princess Fiona. And the Shrek musical has been on stages around the world and has literally become a phenomenon of entertainment for young and old alike. So all of us know the movie of Shrek, but basically Shrek's very happy living in his little monster swamp, and he suddenly gets invaded by disgruntled woodland creatures that have been chucked out of the magical kingdom. So he goes on a little bit of a crusade to go and find the notorious Lord Farquaad, and I find that name absolutely hysterical, and I can myself laughing every time I hear it. And as we know, the rest is history. He picks up a very talkative donkey, he falls in love with Princess Fiona, and the magic unfolds in front of us. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I love theatre, I love singing. I basically love escaping into anything that's absolutely magical and childlike. So this is going to be an absolute blast. It's running Wednesday through Sunday. Shows are at 2:30 every day, and then there's a 7:30 in the evening show on Friday and Saturday nights, and tickets range from 150 to 290 Rand, and they are available on CompuTicket, or you can also go online onto the Gold Reef City website and have a look there at all the information there. So that's kind of my week in review. I have some other things on the go. I am going to a brew off with the Lucky Brew, the coffee company that I spoke about a bit last week. Excuse me. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm not quite sure what to expect. I've never been to a brew off. I'm not sure if we're going to be roasting beans or coming up with our own type of coffee. They haven't really given us that much information, but I'm always up for a challenge. So I'm looking forward to that. And then I also mentioned last week, Rubber Duck are on stage at the Lifestyle Center on Bayers Nordier on Saturday evening. That's the 25th. So I did mention that a bit last week. If you want to go back and maybe listen a bit to last week's podcast, you're welcome to do that. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Rubber Duck is one of my very favorite South African bands, and I think it's going to be a blast. So that's kind of what I've got scheduled for this week. It's very diverse, and it's going to be lots of fun, and I'm highly looking forward. And I hope to see you at one, if not more, of the events. And please do stay in contact with me. I'm always welcome to feedback. And as I said, if you have any events coming up that you think that I should know about or I should be informing others about, please do send me some information. I am available on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, and also on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. Or if you would like, you can drop me an email on heather@heatherhook.com and tell me what's coming up, what events you've got on the go. And I would love to come along and join you, cover them, promote them, and just basically give more information about what's going on in Joburg to everybody out there. And let's get engaged and let's have fun. Guys, it's been an absolute blast here with you on Niche Radio, hang out with Heather, and I look forward to catching up with you soon. Have a beautiful week ahead. Bye.